Chapter 5. Ellis Duckworth. Richard and Joanna ran across the church to the castle tower. Richard tied the rope around a big stone. He looked back and saw no one.
"We must climb down the tower to the moat and swim to the other side," he said. "Then we can run to the forest and we'll be free."
"Very well,"
said Joanna bravely.
"I'll go first and you can follow me,"
said Richard.
"Can you climb down a rope, Joanna?"
"I'll try,"
she said. Richard started climbing down the rope. One of Sir Daniel's men on the other tower saw him.
"Shelton's trying to escape,"
he shouted. He shot Richard in the arm with an arrow. Richard fell into the moat and tried to swim to the other side. Arrows were flying from the tower into the moat. When Joanna saw Richard falling into the moat, she screamed. One of Sir Daniel's men heard her and took her by the arm. She was Sir Daniel's prisoner again. Richard got out of the water and ran into the forest. From there, he could see Moat House Castle, but he could not see Joanna.
"One of Sir Daniel's men probably caught her,"
he thought.
"But Sir Daniel won't hurt her, because he wants to plan her marriage. I'll come back and rescue her soon."
His arm hurt, and he could not walk. He fell to the ground on the leaves. Ellis Duckworth and another man found Richard the next morning. He was very ill, so they took him to an inn and put him to bed. When Richard woke up, he said,
"Oh, my arm and head hurt a lot."
Ellis Duckworth took his hand and smiled.
"My dear boy, I'm Ellis Duckworth, and I was your father's best friend. He was like a brother to me."
He looked at the other man and said,
"He's Lawless, one of my best men. Now, Richard, please sleep. When you're better, you'll tell me your story and we'll help you."
The next day, Richard was feeling better, and he told Ellis Duckworth his long story.
"I'm happy you're here with us,"
said Ellis.
"We're the band of the Black Arrow, and we want to punish bad people. I know you're brave and loyal, Richard. Together, we'll fight and destroy Sir Daniel. And we'll rescue Joanna, too. But first, we must find out where she is."
A few days later, a mysterious messenger took this letter to Moat House Castle. "To Sir Daniel Brackley, you are a bad man. You are greedy and dishonest. Now I know you killed my father. One day, I will kill you. Leave Joanna Sedley alone. I want to marry her soon. Richard Shelton." Sir Daniel read the letter and thought,
"That boy is dangerous. I must find him."
Many months passed, and it was already winter. The House of Lancaster won a lot of battles and became strong and important. York was very weak now. The town of Shoreby-on-the-Till was full of Lancaster nobles. Sir Daniel with 60 men, his friend Lord Shoreby with 200 men, and many others. One cold winter night in January, three men of the band of the Black Arrow sat in a dark inn.
"I don't like this place,"
said one man.
"There are too many enemies here."
"We're here to help Master Shelton," said Lawless.
Suddenly, a young man came into the inn.
"Master Shelton,"
said Lawless,
"Sir Daniel left the inn a few minutes ago with six men."
"Let's follow him,"
said Richard. It was dark outside, but they could see Sir Daniel and his men walking towards the sea. near the sea, they saw an old lord with some men. He was short and fat. He met Sir Daniel in front of a stone house with a wall around it. Richard and his men hid behind some trees and watched the two men. But they could not hear them speak.
"It's old Lord Shoreby,"
thought Richard angrily.
"He's another greedy man."
"Tell me, Sir Daniel, how is the young girl?" asked the old lord. "Is she very beautiful?"
"Lord Shoreby," said Sir Daniel, "Joanna Sedley's young, beautiful, and very rich. She'll be an excellent wife. The Sedley family was very rich and very important. She'll bring you a lot of money."
"And I'll pay you a lot of money, Sir Daniel, but I want to see her now," said Lord Shoreby.
Sir Daniel and Lord Shoreby went into the stone house, followed by their men. When they came out, Lord Shoreby was smiling and went home. Sir Daniel and his men went back to the inn.
"Now we know Joanna is Sir Daniel's prisoner," said Richard, "and Lord Shoreby wants to marry her. That greedy old man. We must stop this marriage. I want to look inside the house. Lawless, come with me, please. The others can wait here."
Richard climbed to the top of the stone wall. From there, he could see the kitchen window and Joanna. She was sitting at a table with Bennett Hatch's wife, and three of Sir Daniel's men stood behind her.
"She's very beautiful,"
thought Richard. He was happy to see her, but he was angry with Sir Daniel and Lord Shoreby. He climbed down the wall and said to his men,
"I saw Joanna. She's inside. We must rescue her. Let's think of a good plan."